Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at bojanglesbiscuits.com.
When you're up there, you're mesmerized by what you see. And I think you're mesmerized by seeing so much of Charlotte and the surrounding areas.
There's perhaps no building in Charlotte as widely recognized as the Bank of America Corporate Center. You know, the Taj Mahal, the Tower of Power. It's presided over Uptown since 1992, and it's so much a part of Charlotte that it's almost a de facto symbol of the city. Though the outside of the building is widely known, the inside remains a mystery to the public, including its closed-off upper floors. Today, we'll get an insider's view. Stick around, that's coming up. Hey guys, it's Nick Delacanal. I'm in Uptown Charlotte with Aaron Hopping. Hey Aaron.
Hello.
So we last had you on FAQ City back in March when you had a question about gold mines buried beneath Charlotte. And that turned out to be a great story. And what's your question this time around?
My question this time is, what is on the top of the Bank of America building?
And can you explain, like, why you're curious about this? What got you thinking?
Well, anytime you drive around a big city and look at the tall buildings, you wonder, of course, what you can see from up top and what might be up there. In high school, they were building a skyscraper in my hometown, and we were able to go up into the building and see it because of an architectural class I was taking at the time. I was in Winston-Salem, and you could see clear to Greensboro from up there. So I've always wondered since then, what can you see from the top of a building and what's up there?
Well, this is a great question because, to start, there's little information out there about the tower's top floors. Other skyscrapers around the world have publicized and even monotonized their upper levels, like the observatories at the Empire State Building or the Willis Tower in Chicago. But Bank of America has kept its top floors mysteriously closed off to the public. So, we reached out to the bank to see if they might open up and give us a tour. And, well, they did invite me into the building and took me into an elevator, but it wasn't headed to floor 60. The bank says the public, including intrepid reporters, are generally not allowed on the top floor. But they said they would let me up to floor 18 to talk with one of the bank's executives. Before we get there, a few notes about the tower. It was designed by world-famous architect Cesar Pelli, who also designed the Petronas Towers in Kuala Lumpur and the World Financial Center in New York, among many other tall buildings around the globe. At 60 stories of glass and steel, the Bank of America Tower is the tallest building in North Carolina and has served as the anchor to Charlotte's skyline, as it's grown and sprouted up since the 90s. And if you're examining it from the outside, the top floor sits just below the building's 95-foot crown, which is mostly for show and houses the building's HVAC system. So what could the bank be housing up there? Maybe a penthouse or a boardroom?
Okay. On the 18th floor.
Well, a minute later, I step off the elevator and into a conference room to meet the man with the answers. We'll hear from him in a moment after this short break. Hey, FAQ City fans. Did you know that you can use your smart speaker as a radio or to hear your favorite podcast? That's right. You can tune in by asking your smart speaker to play WFAE or tell it to play your favorite podcast by saying, play the FAQ City podcast. And stick around. We're coming right back.
Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Tyndall Subaru Gastonia, featuring the new Outback with EyeSight safety technology that sees problems and initiates action to help avoid trouble. Details at TyndallSubaru.com and on Facebook at Tyndall Subaru.
We're back, and now to hear from a man who can help us answer Aaron's question.
So I'm Charles Bowman.
He's the bank's market president for Charlotte and for North Carolina. He knows the top floor well, and I asked him to describe it for us the best he can. Here's some of what he told me.
Bank of America Tower is 60 floors tall. On the 60th floor, there are really two things. One is a boardroom, which is used exclusively for our board of directors. It's a very large wooden conference room with nice chairs like you're seated in here, and wood paneling and big screens to make presentations on. And the other is a reception area. You can see out, you know, the full length windows, floor to ceiling, and a speaker's podium. It's much more of an open area, you know, big columns. It's like taking a lobby and putting it up 60 floors. When you're up there, you're mesmerized by what you see. And I think you're mesmerized by seeing so much of Charlotte and the surrounding areas. You can see all the way to UNCC. You can see the Charlotte Motor Speedway. You can see Ballantyne. You can see South Park. You can see most of the airport from up there. So you see planes coming in and taking off, but you also see the development that's going on out there. Tough part's when it gets really foggy and you can't see anything. And there are those days when thunderstorms roll through here in the summertime. And the wind, if it's a really powerful thunderstorm, you won't sway. I've never felt the sway, but I have seen the windows sway. The wind is hitting them so hard that they're actually shaking a little bit. And you do go, woo. I have watched fireworks from here. One year, they actually fired the fireworks off of the deck that's next to Founders Hall. They haven't done that in a long time for probably a lot of different reasons. But yeah, it's pretty spectacular too. It's just you can't, if you do that, it's going to take you about 2 hours to get home. I love it when people are there for the first time because it's like they're oohing and aahing about what they see. I mean, there's some people who are afraid because they're acrophobic and they're like, don't let me anywhere near a window. And there probably are some people who maybe have a sense of powerfulness. But for me, it's more about what are the possibilities and what do you see that's changing. As a market president, I do host people up there from time to time for receptions. And I always tell people they should linger and look out and, you know, see the city. I don't know that it's ever caused us to get a deal, but it's probably helped us recruit people. Probably has helped us show off our city a little bit. Everything in this city, every aspect of it, you know, our major industries, our institutions of higher learning, our, you know, our people, the development opportunities, it's all sort of a fabric up there. And it's neat that you can see it from there.
That's Charles Bowman, a regional market president for Bank of America, reflecting on the tower's top floor. I did ask him if he thinks the bank might ever open up the 60th floor to the public, and he sounded doubtful. The bank wants to preserve it as a special place for executives and important clients. So, the rest of us will have to look for views elsewhere. Perhaps the rooftop at Le Meridian Hotel, or Fahrenheit, the swanky rooftop bar in Uptown, where Aaron, our question asker, and I ended up. It's only 21 stories high, but the view is still breathtaking. You can see most of Charlotte and even some mountains off in the distance. Still, not quite as high as 60 stories, and I asked Aaron if he wishes he could have seen that view.
I think going up there would have been exceptionally cool.
But since we can't, this is still a good alternative.
It is, absolutely. Absolutely.
So we clink our glasses, enjoy the sun setting over the city, and imagine what it could be from another 40 stories up. Well, special thanks to the staff at Bank of America and to Aaron Hopping, our question asker for this story. The bank was kind enough to provide a photo of the view from the 60th floor, which you can check out online at wfae.org/FAQCity. And it's also where you can browse past listener questions and their answers. If you want to stay up to date on our future FAQ City stories, subscribe to the FAQ City podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, the NPR One app, or wherever else you may listen to podcasts. And if you have a question about Charlotte or the surrounding region, let us hear it. Send in your questions at wfae.org/FAQCity, and we may search for an answer on an upcoming episode. Until then, I'm Nick Della Canal.
Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at BojanglesBiscuits.com.